Mayday, Mark Ruffalo, Robert De Niro among Hollywood elites pushing economic blackout. Against Fascism. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 2, 2026. Actors Mark Ruffalo and Robert De Niro were among the Hollywood elites pushing an economic blackout in service of far-left activists on May Day. Our country runs because of working people, not the billionaires or the politicians, De Niro said at the beginning of a video montage shared by Mark Ruffalo, that went on to feature fellow celebrities finishing each other's sentences. Watch below. And when people come together, we can make our voices heard. Actress Jane Fonda, who was nicknamed Hanoi Jane and branded a traitor over her 1970s anti-war protests, including a photo shoot in North Vietnam sitting on a gun used to kill American pilots, said in the next clip. The footage then cut to Stacey Davis Gates, the president of the Chicago Teachers Union, CTU, who added, "Our American history shows us that when we move together, we win, we expand, we diversify. And today will be no different. It will take millions of us refusing business as usual to force this change," Gates added. The video then cut to actor Alex Winter, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, who said, "This May Day, we're calling for a worker over billionaires' National Day of Action, showing solidarity with labor in our communities, across our country, and against fascism." Fonda then reappeared, stating, "No work. No school. No shopping. Refuse business as usual, and let's force a change," actress Bette Midler echoed. Then, David Herda, the president of Service Employees International Union United Service Workers West, SEIU-USWW, chimed in to offer some additional fear-mongering. "This is our moment to harness the power that we have to disrupt an unjust system and regime who are racially profiling and attacking our immigrant communities, waging illegal wars, devastating our environment, and seeking to destroy our democracy," Herda declared. The footage went on to segue back to De Niro, who implored viewers to join us on May 1, inciting, "Everyone has a part to play. Show up in your community, attend a rally or march, bring a friend," Winter added. Midler, who has an estimated net worth of $250 million, then reappeared, stating, "Workers over billionaires. This Friday, May 1, we're going to hit them in their pocketbooks, which is the only thing they care about." Notably, those who promote communist or anti-capitalist rhetoric often rail against both millionaires and billionaires, until they themselves achieve millionaire status, at which point their criticism typically shifts to target billionaires exclusively. "Millionaire actors always know what is best for people," actor and comedian Rob Schneider sarcastically wrote in an X post reacting to the video, before pointing out, "They live far away from while they live behind gates in guard-gated communities." Watch below. For context, May Day is an international holiday celebrating International Workers' Day. It has become a symbol for socialist, anarchist, and especially communist movements. When Ruffalo wasn't sharing communist propaganda on social media, he was busted attacking CNN's Newsnight Republican analyst Scott Jennings for telling media's touches Adam Mockler to get his hand out of his face during a heated debate on live television. As Trump melts down, so do his enablers, the actor reacted, before claiming, "One day he will pretend he was always against this." Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.